Welcome to the Deep Dive, everyone. Today, we're going to be diving into the world of cybersecurity evaluations, especially for those of you thinking about maybe selling your business in the future. And to guide us in this deep dive, we have some fantastic insights that we are taking from an article called How to Value Your Cybersecurity Business in 2025.
Right.
And this was written by our very own Rich Jackham.
Yes, it was.
He leads Jackham Woods & Company.
Yes.
And his expertise in cybersecurity mergers and acquisitions, let me tell you, it's very highly sought after.
Oh, it is. It's a dynamic landscape. And his deep understanding of this market is, you know, just absolutely invaluable to cybersecurity companies that are trying to understand their worth.
Yeah. One of the things that really jumped out at me at the beginning of this was how cybersecurity valuations differ from other industries.
Yeah, absolutely. Unlike many sectors where EBITDA is kind of the primary valuation metric, cybersecurity businesses will often rely on revenue multiples.
And I was really struck by the wide range of multiples that can be applied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some firms are valued at single-digit EBITDA multiples, while others can get double-digit revenue multiples. So what accounts for this, like, huge, vast difference?
Well, the complexity and the diversity within the cybersecurity sector, it plays a major role. For example, like a company that specializes in like cutting-edge AI-driven threat detection, they might command a higher multiple than a firm that's just focused on traditional security audits.
Right.
And, you know, Jackham Woods & Company, we really understand those nuances and we're able to accurately assess a company's value based on its specific offerings and where it sits in the market.
So what are some of the like key factors that can really influence these valuations?
Well, one of the biggest ones is recurring revenue. Investors, they put a lot of value in companies that can show stable and predictable revenue streams. So like SaaS-based businesses with their annual recurring revenue models, they tend to achieve like premium valuations.
Okay, so what about service-oriented cybersecurity businesses? How do they demonstrate recurring revenue? Because it's not necessarily built into their model.
Well, it's all about building those strong long-term relationships with customers, right?
Right.
You know, Rich emphasizes the importance of contracts that are structured to encourage ongoing engagement, things like managed security services or retainer-based consulting. That way, it shows a sustainable revenue stream.
Yeah, makes sense.
Even if it's not a pure SaaS model.
Okay. So beyond just looking at the revenue, what other financial metrics are important for maximizing valuation?
Another really critical one is gross margin. It reflects a company's operational efficiency and like their pricing power in the market.
So are there any specific benchmarks that cybersecurity companies should be kind of aiming for?
Well, you know, high-performing SaaS businesses, they typically try to target gross margins above 80%. For professional service firms, a healthy gross margin is usually somewhere around 50%.
Okay.
And achieving those levels, it signals to potential buyers that the business is well-managed and it can generate, you know, some strong profits.
Yeah, it seems like profitability is a theme that we keep coming back to, that we keep talking about when we discuss valuations. How has the market's focus on profitability evolved, you know, like over recent years?
Well, there was a noticeable shift in 2023 and 2024 where investors really started prioritizing companies that could show strong EBITDA margins. This whole emphasis on profitability reflects like a desire for stability and a clear path to like a return on investment.
And so has that trend continued in 2025?
While profitability is definitely still important, we are seeing some renewed interest in high growth companies,
yeah,
particularly those that have a clear path to future profitability.
Okay.
Investors are realizing that in, you know, a rapidly evolving sector like cybersecurity, prioritizing growth can lead to even greater profitability in the long run.
So growth potential it's back in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is especially relevant when we consider the differences in valuations between private and public cybersecurity companies.
Absolutely. There's a really big valuation gap between the two. As of last year, private cybersecurity companies were selling for an average revenue multiple of about 8.5 times. Public cybersecurity companies were achieving multiples closer to 14.2 times.
Wow, that's a pretty substantial difference.
It is.
What factors contribute to that discrepancy?
Well, liquidity is a big one. You know, shares of public companies can be bought and sold instantly, and that offers a level of flexibility and like an ease of exit that private companies just can't match. That liquidity premium gets reflected in the higher valuation.
So public companies really benefit from that ease and speed of transactions.
Yeah.
What are some other factors that play a role here?
Information transparency is another key difference.
Okay.
Public companies have these very stringent reporting requirements, so they give investors a really high level of detail and confidence in the financial data. This transparency reduces perceived risk, and that contributes to higher valuations.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, comparing like a well-lit room to a dimly lit one.
Yeah.
Like the more you can see, the more comfortable you feel.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the matter of scale and predictability. Public companies usually operate at a larger scale with more established, more predictable revenue streams, which further reduces risk for investors.
And lastly,
management strength. Public companies often have like seasoned management teams with proven track records. This reduces the perceived risk associated with key person dependencies, which are more common in smaller private companies.
It really sounds like the level of institutionalization plays a big role in those valuations.
It does.
Now that we've kind of outlined the drivers here, let's get into the specific methods used to actually put a value on a cybersecurity company. What are the most common approaches?
So there are three primary valuation methods. Revenue multiples, like we were just talking about, are very frequently used for those high-growth SaaS-based companies.
Right.
And basically, the company's annual recurring revenue is multiplied by a predetermined factor, which for private cybersecurity firms in 2024 averaged around 8.5 times.
Wow, that's a significant multiple, especially when you consider that a lot of software companies, you know, outside of the cybersecurity industry are selling for significantly lower multiples.
That's right. The cybersecurity market, even for private companies, is experiencing a really strong demand and strong valuations. Another approach is EBITDA multiples. Those are often more suitable for profitable service-based companies.
And what's the typical range for EBITDA multiples in cybersecurity?
Well, those companies typically sell for between 5 and 9 times their EBITDA, depending on factors like, you know, growth rate, profitability margins, and their position in the market.
Got it. And the third method?
The third method is discounted cash flow, or DCF analysis. This approach gives you a more detailed company-specific valuation by projecting those future cash flows and then discounting them back to their present value.
So that sounds like a much more like comprehensive and nuanced approach compared to the revenue or EBITDA multiples.
It is. DCF analysis is often favored by sophisticated buyers who are looking at the long-term potential of the business and are willing to kind of invest the time and resources to do a really thorough evaluation.
So we've talked about these revenue multiples, EBITDA multiples, DCF analysis, and, you know, these are all really valuable tools for understanding the financial worth of a cybersecurity company. But beyond just those numbers, what are some of those qualitative factors that can really impact a company's valuation?
You know, you're right. Those are really important. But while those financial metrics provide a good, solid foundation, you know, investors, they also look closely at those qualitative factors, you know, things like a company's growth trajectory, innovation leadership, and their position in the market.
So let's start with growth trajectory.
Yeah.
What are some of those like key indicators that investors are really zoning in on?
Well, investors want to see that history of strong, sustainable revenue growth. It's not just about how they performed in the past, but also the company's future growth potential. You know, a clear and credible plan for expansion, whether that's through entering new markets, developing innovative products, or forming strategic partnerships, you know, that can really enhance a company's valuation.
It's about demonstrating that they're not just riding the current wave, they're actively, you know, shaping their future.
Absolutely. And that's where innovation leadership comes in. Cybersecurity is dynamic, it's rapidly evolving, and investors are looking for those companies that are right at the forefront of technological advancement, constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So how can a cybersecurity company really effectively showcase its innovation leadership? What do they need to do?
Well, it's about highlighting the company's unique technological capabilities. You know, their intellectual property portfolio, and their ability to address emerging cyber threats. For example, a company that specializes in AI-driven threat detection or zero-trust security architectures, they would likely garner a lot of investor interest.
So it's not just about having a good product. It's about having a product that addresses the most pressing challenges in a forward-thinking way.
Exactly. And another really important factor is the company's position in the market and the strength of its customer relationships. You know, it's a strong market presence, a stable customer base, and a high level of customer satisfaction are all incredibly valuable.
So what are some practical ways that companies can really showcase their market position and those relationships with customers to potential buyers?
Documentation is key. Providing clear evidence of market share, customer retention rates, and long-term contracts, you know, that can go a long way in demonstrating a company's stability and future growth potential. Case studies and testimonials from those satisfied customers, they can be really powerful tools.
It's about providing concrete evidence to support the story of the company's success. And of course, you know, we can't forget about the management team. What qualities do investors look for in a leadership team?
A strong, experienced, and independent management team is essential. Investors want to see a team that has that proven track record of success, you know, deep industry knowledge, and the ability to execute the company's growth strategy.
So it's about demonstrating that the company has the right leadership in place to navigate all the complexities of the cybersecurity market and capitalize on future opportunities.
Exactly. A strong management team is a really powerful signal to investors that a company is well-positioned for long-term success, and that can have a big impact on its valuation.
And you mentioned earlier that M&A, you know, mergers and acquisitions, they remain very highly active in the cybersecurity sector. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on the key drivers behind that trend?
Sure. So there are a few factors that are fueling this robust M&A activity. You know, we're seeing significant interest from strategic buyers. Often these are large technology companies, or maybe they're established cybersecurity firms that are just looking to expand their capabilities and market reach.
Acquisitions can be such a powerful way to accelerate growth and innovation.
They really can. And for cybersecurity companies that have these specialized technologies or expertise, you know, becoming part of a larger organization can give them access to resources, distribution channels, and a global customer base that would be really hard to achieve on their own.
So it's a win-win. You know, both the acquirer and the acquired company really benefit from that strategic alignment. What are some other forces that are driving all this M&A activity?
Well, private equity firms, they're playing a bigger and bigger role in the cybersecurity M&A landscape. You know, they recognize the enormous growth potential in the sector, so they are actively looking for investment opportunities.
What are some of the key benefits that, you know, a private equity investment can bring to a cybersecurity company?
Well, private equity firms often bring operational expertise, you know, financial resources and strategic guidance that can really help those cybersecurity companies scale their operations, you know, expand into new markets and develop innovative products. They can also provide really valuable insight into market trends and help companies position themselves for a successful exit down the road.
So private equity can really be a catalyst for growth and value creation.
Yeah, it can. And that's why understanding the dynamics of the M&A market is so important for cybersecurity companies. Whether they're actively pursuing an acquisition or considering selling in the future, it's a complex landscape, and having expert guidance can really make all the difference.
And that's where Jack & Woods & Co. comes in, right? Your firm really specializes in guiding cybersecurity companies through these, you know, these really complex transactions.
We do. Our deep understanding of the cybersecurity market, our extensive network of industry contacts, and our proven track record of success, it makes us a really ideal partner for cybersecurity companies that are trying to navigate the M&A landscape. We get the nuances of valuations, we know the key players, and we can help companies achieve the best possible outcome, whether that's through a strategic acquisition, a private equity investment, or a successful exit.
It's about having a trusted advisor who can really help you navigate the complexities of this market and make informed decisions that align with your long-term goals.
Exactly. We're really passionate about helping cybersecurity companies achieve their full potential. And that includes, you know, guiding them through that often daunting process of mergers and acquisitions.
So let's shift gears a little bit. Let's focus on some practical advice for business owners who are considering selling their cybersecurity company. What are some of those key steps they can take to really, you know, maximize their company's value?
Preparation is key. And it starts with making sure that your financials are clean, well-documented, and readily auditable. Strong financial controls and accurate reporting, you know, those are crucial for building trust with potential buyers and facilitating a smooth due diligence process.
It's like getting your house in order before you invite guests over. You want to make a good first impression.
That's a great analogy. And beyond the financials, documenting key performance indicators, KPIs, is really important.
So which KPIs are particularly important for cybersecurity companies?
Metrics like annual recurring revenue, customer acquisition costs, customer lifetime value, and churn rate. These are all really relevant to potential buyers. You know, these metrics, they provide insights into the health of the business, its growth potential, and its ability to generate sustainable profits.
It's about telling a compelling story with data, demonstrating the value proposition of the business in a really clear and concise way. What are some other steps business owners can take to prepare for, you know, a successful exit?
Protecting your intellectual property through proper documentation and registration is critical, and having a clear and well-defined growth strategy that can be executed by the future owners. And as we've talked about, strengthening your management team and reducing the dependency on key individuals, you know, that can instill confidence in potential buyers.
It's all about laying the groundwork for a really smooth transition and ensuring that the business is well positioned for continued success, even if it's under new ownership.
Absolutely. A well-prepared company is much more likely to attract interest from quality buyers and command a premium valuation.
This has been such an insightful conversation. You know, I'm curious, beyond the financials, the growth trajectories, the market dynamics, you know, what is it about the cybersecurity sector that you find so compelling? What drives you?
Well, it's the mission. Cybersecurity is at the forefront of a global technological revolution. It's an industry that's not only experiencing this rapid growth, but it's shaping the way we live, we work, and we interact with the world around us. And for me, that's really exciting.
It's about being part of something bigger than just building a business.
Exactly. It's about protecting individuals, businesses, governments, you know, from this ever-evolving threat of cyber attacks. It's about safeguarding our data, our privacy, our digital infrastructure. It's about building a safer, more secure digital future for everyone. And, you know, that's a mission worth pursuing.
And I think that sentiment really resonates with a lot of people in the cybersecurity industry. It's that sense of purpose that drives innovation and fuels our, you know, our collective commitment to this really important work. Now, for our listeners, you know, those who are intrigued by what they've heard today, who might be considering their own options in this dynamic market, what advice would you give them? What's that first step they should take?
The first step is simple. Just reach out to us. Have a conversation with Rich Jackham. He's incredibly approachable, and he really enjoys sharing his insights and expertise. You know, even if you're not planning on selling right away, just a conversation with Rich can help you understand where you stand, what you can do to increase your company's value, and what opportunities might exist out there.
It's never too early to start planning for the future.
That's right. And a well-informed decision is always better. We're here to help you navigate the complexities of the cybersecurity market and achieve your goals. So whether you're trying to understand your company's valuation, explore potential acquisition targets, or just prepare for a successful exit, Jackham Woods & Co. is the ideal partner to have by your side.
And for those who are ready to take that next step, what's the best way to reach Rich?
You can reach him directly at 224-513-5142 or by email at rjackham@jackhamwoods.com.
We'll be sure to include all that information in the show notes so you can easily connect with him. You know, we've really covered a lot of ground today exploring this intricate world of cybersecurity valuations, mergers, and acquisitions. Before we wrap up, you know, what key takeaways should our listeners really keep in mind?
I think the most important thing is that the cybersecurity market, it's dynamic, it's constantly evolving, and what's true today might not be true tomorrow. That's why staying informed, being adaptable, and seeking expert guidance is so important.
It's about being proactive, understanding the forces at play, and positioning yourself for success in this ever-changing landscape.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Jackham Woods & Co. is here to provide the expertise, guidance, and support you need to achieve your goals. So whether you're a cybersecurity entrepreneur trying to build a world-class company, or you're an investor trying to capitalize on the tremendous growth potential of this sector, we can help you make those informed decisions and navigate all the complexities of this dynamic market.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into cybersecurity valuations, mergers, and acquisitions. I hope it was really informative and insightful for you.
It has been. It's been great sharing these insights, and I hope, you know, providing some valuable takeaways for our listeners.
Yeah, definitely. And for all of our listeners out there, you know, take some time and think back to some of those key points we discussed and how they might apply to your business or maybe your own investment strategy.
Right. Whether you're a cybersecurity entrepreneur, an investor, or, you know, just somebody who is interested in this sector, you know, understanding these valuation trends can give you a leg up.
Yeah. And like we've talked about, you know, throughout this entire deep dive, the cybersecurity landscape, it's constantly changing, right?
Right.
So staying informed, being adaptable is absolutely essential.
Yeah, that's right. Keep a close eye on those emerging technologies, the market shifts. And you know how investor preferences change. What's cutting edge today, you know it could be commonplace tomorrow.
And never underestimate the power of expert guidance. A trusted advisor, yeah, they can really help you navigate this complex world and make decisions that help you reach your goals.
Well said. Knowledge is power, especially in a fast-paced, high-stakes industry like cybersecurity. And having somebody knowledgeable on your side can really make all the difference.
And speaking of knowledgeable partners,
yeah,
you know, we really want to thank Rich Jackham for sharing his expertise with us in his article, How to Value Your Cybersecurity Business in 2025.
Yes.
His insights, you know, they really formed the basis of everything that we talked about today.
You know, his deep understanding of this market, his years of experience with mergers and acquisitions, and, you know, his passion for helping cybersecurity companies succeed make his insights incredibly valuable for our listeners.
So if you're interested in connecting with Rich directly to, you know, talk about your specific situation or you want to explore some opportunities, you can give him a call at 224-513-5142. Or you can email him at rjackham@jackhamwoods.com.
Yeah, please reach out. Rich is always happy to connect with folks that are, you know, passionate about cybersecurity and want to learn more about this market.
Absolutely.
He loves to share his knowledge and help companies reach their full potential.
All right. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into cybersecurity business valuation. Hopefully this has given you a better understanding of what drives valuations in this very exciting, very rapidly evolving sector.
We encourage you to continue to learn about these topics, stay informed about market trends, and if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to Jackham Woods & Co. We're here to help.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll be back again soon with another exploration of the ever-changing cybersecurity market.